With Presser in the lead, they rounded a jog in the corridor and ran straight into the Vagari. But not four Vagari, not even five Vagari. There were eight of them, Bersh and seven others, striding down the corridor toward them about 10 meters away. Bersh was still dressed in his usual robe and tunic, minus his wolfkill, but the others were outfitted like soldiers, with helmets and full combat armor, armed with an eclectic mix of Chischeriks and Old Republic blasters and carbines. Two wolfkills prowled ahead of them like advanced scouts, while five more wove in and out of their formation like a fighter escort. The two groups spotted each other at the same moment.
"Halt!"
Presser ordered. The Vagari halted all right, in exactly the way Mara would have expected trained soldiers to. The four in front dropped instantly to one knee, giving the ones behind them a clear shot, as all seven raised their weapons in silent warning. "Easy," Luke murmured, reaching out a hand to gently push Presser's blaster out of line. His lightsaber was ready in his hand, Mara noted, but as yet unignited. "Hello, Bersh. I see you've brought some friends."
"The Jedi,"
Bersh said.
"So, you survived the turbo lift after all. I'm very sorry for you."
"Why?" Mara asked.
"Because it would have meant a quicker and less painful death for you."
"Why does anyone have to die?" Mara asked reasonably. "Maybe we can work something out." Bersh's eyes flashed.
"You fool. You think the Vagari can be bought off like trinket dealers in the marketplace?"
"Well, you came on this mission for some reason," Mara pointed out. "What was it?" Bersh snorted.
"The avenging of 50 years of Vagari humiliation. The achieving of 50 years of Vagari desire."
"And have you achieved those noble goals?" Mara asked. Bersh's twin mouths curved in a bitter smile.
"Beyond our most optimistic hopes. The human remnant we leave behind will spend their last hours cursing themselves for how they have unwittingly served us."
"Sounds intriguing," Mara said encouragingly. "How about letting us in on the secret? We're all going to die soon anyway, right?" Bersh's eyes shifted to Luke.
"Is this Jedi heroism? To let your female speak while you cower in silence?"
Luke stirred. "I'm hardly cowering. I let Mara do the talking because she's better at this sort of thing than I am. Comes of being trained to interrogate prisoners." The Vagari smile turned smug.
"You have it upside down, Jedi. And we have wasted enough time with you. Now die."
He murmured something, and abruptly, the two wolfkills in the lead leapt forward. Mara caught a flicker in Luke's sense as he prepared for combat. "No," she told him. "You did all the climbing. This one's mine." Before he could argue the point, she took a long step forward, stretching out to the force as she gauged the distance and timing. Ears laid back, salivating jaws wide open, the wolfkill's paws hit the deck one final time and leapt straight for her throat. With a quick sidestep, Mara ignited her lightsaber and cut both of them in half. She turned to the Vagari as the remains of the animals hit the deck behind her with sickening multiple thuds. "Now," she said conversationally, holding her lightsaber in ready position. "What was that about someone dying?" Bersh's eyes were wide, his face rigid with shock. In answer, seven alien weapons opened fire. Mara was ready. Her lightsaber flashed as she opened her mind to the Force, letting it guide her hands, slashing the brilliant blue blade across the mixture of red and blue bolts. The remaining wolfkills leapt forward, apparently oblivious to the blaster bolts scorching the air around them as they charged toward the defenders. Mara took a step forward as Luke took one backward, her lightsaber never missing a beat of their defense as Luke closed down his weapon and dropped to one knee behind her. She might be better than he was at detailed lightsaber work, but even after a long climb, he was far and away the best she'd ever seen at this kind of focused accuracy with the Force. If the Vagari weren't already sufficiently impressed, she thought, as she continued to deflect their shots, this ought to do it. The wolf kills reached their jumping-off spot and started to leap straight at her. They squealed like small lapdacreeks, coming to an abrupt and simultaneous halt as Luke stretched out with the force to momentarily scramble their nervous systems. As they stood stunned, he sent a second, more precise mental jolt into their systems, his mind searching out and focusing on their sleep centers. With a group sigh, the animals' legs collapsed beneath them, and they dropped unconscious to the deck. 2 seconds later, it was over. Mara straightened from her combat stance, breathing hard as she studied the fallen soldiers, stretching out with the force for signs of any surprises still lurking nearby. It was only then that she saw that Bearsh wasn't among the fallen. "Where did he go?" she demanded. "Guardian." Presser didn't answer. He was staring at the crumpled Vagari bodies, his jaw hanging open in disbelief. "Presser!" Mara tried again. With an effort, he raised his eyes to her.
"What?"
"Bearsh," Mara repeated. After 50 years without Jedi, these people had apparently forgotten what they were capable of.
"Right," Presser said. He took off right after."
He shot Luke a furtive glance.
"After you put the animals to sleep, or whatever you did to them. The rest cranked up their rate of fire, and he took off back down the corridor."
The aft sections of D6 weren't as well maintained as the corridor between the nursery and the Jedi quarantine had been. But the aft turbolift tubes weren't very far. The area was passable enough, and the 501st was what the training manuals would have called inspired. They made it to the turbolift lobby without further incident, and in probably record time.